Okay, so.
That's not at the, going? No. I mean, it's going, but we're still waiting for the 50 seconds.
Did we ever find out if that
It's somewhere between 45 seconds. It is true that if we start talking, that it doesn't actually. But then we don't know exactly.
So therefore, no matter what, it like cuts in somewhere. But
then we still do the introduction. Yeah. So that it's not like we've already done the introduction.
Yeah. Got it. So people are clear.
Vamp, 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 vamp. And I think we're in a good time slot now to start with day 38 of Atlanta to the Atlantic.
In which we...
Kayak.
Are traveling. Have traveled.
What? Ah!
Kayak. Yeah, we keep present tense. Kayak all the way from Atlanta to...
the Atlantic Ocean.
And today! Yesterday! Now, because it's... now the next day.
We're doing day 38's dispatch.
A little bit.
The following day. So this is all about day 38.
Yeah. And so yesterday.
We won't say why.
Yesterday we made it.
We did.
To the Atlantic Ocean. And we made it to Sapelo.
We made it to Sapelo.
Twice.
We did.
Sort of.
Okay, so we woke up on, I guess yesterday morning now.
Yeah.
And we were in Darien on the Captain Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
And we packed our boats. I actually went over to the open gates where James and the boys were staying, which is where, and they had been they stayed in the same room that Sarah and I had stayed in.
So sweet.
When we did our recce here, and like Zach, the husband of the husband and wife team that runs it, put us in touch with, or like directed us to the wine bar where we met Paul, which is part of how we met Kathy, which is part of how we met, you know, anyway, so it's just, it was a
very
really
important.
Yeah, it was a really lovely thing to just like walk back into the same house in the same room and see, and remember kind of how far we've come since then and all the people that helped us out.
Did you see him?
Along the way, and I saw Zach.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was he following along at all?
He said he's not very good at it. He's like, yeah, we followed you, but we don't really do social media, so.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But all he was proud of us.
Yay!
Happy for us.
Fun.
Yep,
that is really fun.
And so yeah, there was a lot of back and forth with packing and unpacking and repacking
and unpacking
for the last leg of the journey.
We tried to take a few things out that we wouldn't need on Sapelo, just because Cindy had told us that it would be better to have less weight in the boats.
And I still failed at that somehow, even though I offloaded a bunch of stuff. I still had a very heavy kayak.
So did I.
So.
Well, it was very heavy. But that's okay.
That's okay.
If they're just heavy boats, or they're not heavy boats, but the stuff that we carry ends up being heavy somehow, you know?
So we got on the water, and a lot of people came down to visit us and sign the boats and see us off.
Yeah, it was lovely. Our new friends, mm-hmm. the family Taylor, mm-hmm. they all came.
They did.
And thank God, goodness, because helped they helped carry the boats. Which would have been really hard without some
could
young,
have totally
strong
done,
men.
But was very nice to have.
Yeah. To not, like, use all of our energy moving the boats on a dock. Yeah, that was great.
And Cindy and Sam came and joined us.
Brought a latte. I
brought Sarah a latte.
Which is incredible.
And then Paul arrived to take, because he was taking Eric, the photographer, out. So we got to meet Eric and see Paul. And it was a happy little reunion kind of situation on the, and like meeting people for the first time as well on the dock there. So that was about an hour or so of stuff. And then we launched.
Yeah. And Darien is a fishing town. So mm-hmm. we saw lots of fishing boats.
Shrimp boats.
Yeah. And then quickly
it turned into the marshes.
Yeah.
And the tree lines came down. I mean, like the trees disappeared, I guess, and the marsh grasses are around. And we were going out, not really with the current at the start of it, but the current, you know, started going out pretty soon after we left. And so we were flying. Yeah, we were going pretty fast.
It was so fun to just be moving fast.
And Sam and Cindy, you know, are great company and great guides. And we would have never been able to navigate our way with, you know, through the marshes, just like with any kinds of maps and visuals. We'd have to have done.
That's a maze.
That's a thing.
It's a true maze, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think we started feeling that 2 days ago, getting to Darien, where it was like, oh yeah, there's, which is, you know, maze is a concept that we have been thinking about for a while, from an installation perspective. So it was kind of fun to just like, and based on this ending, so it was fun to experience that, I think.
But we didn't have to actually do the maze.
No,
because
we
were being guided through very, which is great. A lot of grace and ease. Mm-hmm. And so we had a really nice time, and Paul and the photographer and a couple of other people, first my family, and then, and Kim, of course, Paul's wife and mm-hmm. the other captain on the boat, and then when another trip with Anne and Benita and Margaret came, and so we sort of intersected with them on different parts of the trip, which was cool.
We stopped at a little oyster shell beach that was, those shells were just so beautiful. And
because there's little beaches in the marsh grass of just like old tumbled oyster shells, and then there's also all of these oyster beds that grasses are growing up. Yeah. Around that are living oysters, so you have a lot of oysters at the bottom of
which is interesting. Also, I remember learning about the oysters here and thinking about that in relationship to New York too.
Mm-hmm.
The connection between Georgia coast and New York coast with the oysters. Before that, Rachel did a masterful hopping out of the boat.
I did.
Into the boat, back in the boat, gymnastics.
Yeah. Because there's nowhere to stop and pee.
Yeah.
So I got out and swam. And then
I think I have a great photo of you, dude.
Of me hoisting myself back in. Amazing. We don't have to show that one. Because it was not graceful. I did it.
Luckily Cindy was holding, you were being held pretty fast, but mm-hmm. that could have been hard. I mean, that was hard.
You'd want to practice that.
Yeah. But you just did it. Good job.
Before being able to do it on your own.
Well done.
Thank you.
And then, so we just kind of kept on turning. And then after the oyster beach, then we went into the South River.
We did. Yeah. So we took a path.
The coastal South River.
And we had stopped at some unfortunate Mexican restaurant that was on one of our research trips and, like, had all of Joe's. Joe Cook gave us a, like, PDF of his book while he was in, on the Altamaha, while he was in process of writing
it. I know what you're talking about. The Vidalia restaurant that we stopped at. It was the Vidalia Mexican restaurant.
I wasn't going to call it out.
Oh.
But.
Sorry. Well, you said that, and I was when you said that before, I thought you were talking about Darien, and I was like, we liked that.
Oh, no, it was good, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Anyway.
Sorry.
I don't think they're ever going to hear this.
Okay.
There's probably a few Mexican
restaurants. Yeah. So we sat at this table and like laid out all the maps from Joe's book before it was done, and just like kind of had our first visualization of where we were ending, and then we found that there was one part of the river that's called the South River, and so we got kind of enamored with the idea of starting on the South River and ending on the South River, because the South River runs out into the Atlantic Ocean. So there's a little poetry in that.
There's lots of poetry in that, and the cycles that we're thinking about. I'm so glad we got to do that, and Cindy was just. Luckily, the weather was on our side, so we really kind of could do whatever we wanted yesterday.
We really just threaded a needle with the weather this whole trip.
Oh, my God.
So lucky. And then we were out in the sea. Then we were in the ocean.
Yeah, and that moment when Sam pointed it out, he was like, that's the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it felt great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the first view of the lighthouse, I think, when we rounded a corner, I could see the lighthouse on Sapelo way in the distance. also because we'd been up in the lighthouse and we'd seen it from that direction.
Yeah.
So you have this kind of like double, like, because then you're standing, when we were standing in the lighthouse and thinking about doing this, doing that crossing, you're kind of imagining yourself and projecting yourself doing it. But then when you're doing it and looking at the lighthouse, you kind of have that memory of of standing there and imagining yourself. So it's, again, this really interesting
Sort of
cycle between, like, where you are now, where you have been, where you have come from, and where you've almost arrived at. So,
yeah, that's such a good way of putting it. And actually, I was thinking about how we almost didn't go to the lighthouse, but it was because we missed...
Because we couldn't go to the north part of the island because it was too muddy.
Yeah, and also because then the ferry, we got to the ferry the wrong time, and then we had another, like, 2 hours to kill, so we were like, let's go to the lighthouse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it all felt important yesterday, seeing the lighthouse, that we had.
That's the moment that made me feel like, oh. and then, that getting into the ocean was a different, its own amazing thing too.
It didn't seem that far away. That's what was surprising to me, actually, when we saw the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. I was like, we can see that. It's like close. We're so close.
I think we've also been covering a lot of distance.
Yeah.
And we also had the tides with us.
We totally had the tides with us. Yes. So there was a question about whether we were going to hit, our plan was to go and hit the south tip of the island, like make sure we crossed over into the Atlantic Ocean. Touching the Atlantic Ocean was really important. And then whether we were going to go after that, go left or right. I mean, left on the west side of the island, which is inland, or right east side, which is obviously towards the ocean. And because Paul's boat couldn't follow us into the ocean, really. So I lobbied hard to go to the east side, to the beach there, because it just felt, I don't know, I just had this feeling that we needed to do that. And land out there. We made our first touchdown on Sapelo, our first landing, which is great. You know, it felt great to get out. Eric got to document it. Benita got to document the boat. Hopefully got the documentation that they really wanted. And we jumped around a little bit. Got to celebrate getting to Sapelo. And then we headed out for our second landing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw...
like a pod of dolphins. so we went around to where the pavilion is. Towards where the pavilion is. That's where we were going to do our takeout.
At Nanny Goat.
I mean, the whole beach is called Nanny Goat Beach. It's just
the
pavilion.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Cindy tried to tell you that, like... several times yesterday. But over by the pavilion, we had this family of dolphins that came up and swam right next to us, and then there was a little baby dolphin with its mommy.
It was very close. Cute.
We also saw a sea turtle.
Yeah, I didn't see the sea turtle.
Just its head. The big head, though.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
But our boats didn't harass any turtles, which was good.
No.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, and then we got to the... we came in again. Sam was able to document the end with...
we staged an ending.
Staged another ending that felt like the real ending. And,
yeah, it did. It definitely felt like the ending.
Mm-hmm. And they broke out some whiskey.
Sam had a bottle of Makers for us. So we, imbibed. Turned back on the live stream.
Is there a way to press pause on this?
I don't know. It's not there. It's just flowing.
Got it. He broke out the whiskey and And then he suggested actually that we lie down in front of our boats and he get a drone shot.
A drone shot, yeah. Oh, but then that was magical, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
Oh, why was it magical?
It was magical because we were like lying down and the waves were lapping, just like lapping under our bodies. And it felt like a form of therapy. And we were like, this should be a form of therapy.
Like a spa therapy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, the sand here is, I can't remember the reason why, but it's an incredibly refined kind of sand. It's sort of powdery and it's sort of silky. And so it just kind of, it holds up your body. Like the sand itself kind of, you already feel like you're in this downy bed, or a silky, gentle kind of springiness. And it's very clean sand, I guess, as well. You know, it's not like sticky or gritty. It's like really just fine. And so it's holding you up. And then also the water was, because it was sort of late in the afternoon, the sand had been heated up fully. So it was a warm bed that had like a cooling, about a half an inch of water that was just like lapping over the backs of our bodies. And it didn't like get into your ears. It didn't get into your face, but it just was like gently caressing you. It was a really amazing, like place to be, and experience to have. And we really enjoyed that, didn't we?
Yeah. We were there for a while.
And we did our ritual.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We did our final ritual.
Yep. And hung out there for a while and then...
swam in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. A couple times.
Yep.
And then we carried our heavy boats across the whole beach. And, yeah, hung out for a while, met some people.
There was a 3-year-old who lives on the there was a 3-year-old birthday party at the pavilion that we were sort of right next to, and so people kept trickling in with their plates of food, their pots of food, their bags of provisions, because the whole community was coming out for a potluck to celebrate this the little girl's birthday. We didn't actually meet the birthday girl, but we met so many people coming on their way there and got to talk to them and tell them about the what we were doing. And it was just really, it was really lovely to see all of the, all the different people on the island coming out to celebrate together.
Yeah.
And of course, they invited us to come enjoy them as well, but we had logistics and dinner plans are already, but it was a real treat to get to see how they gather as well, all the different people on the island who live here gather together and celebrate each other.
And we met Joyce, who works with the Sea Turtles, who's going to come to dinner tonight,
which
is great. And and then Cindy came back. Cindy ran to the house where we're staying, the camp houses that we're staying in, and which is like a ways. It's at least a couple miles.
Yeah, I don't know if she ran here or if she had to go to the ferry, because that's where we're leaving the truck. Anyway, she had to run to get the truck and the trailer and then come back, and it's she's awesome.
She's hardcore. And then she came back and we got the boats loaded up and came back, and then you were like, "Where we have to go find James and the boys." You had no idea where your family was. And then we got here and they were here.
Yeah.
They managed to get here by themselves, which is awesome.
And we showered.
Felt great.
Put some clothes in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to dinner at the birdhouses,
where the Flux folks are staying. And Young made an incredible meal. Mm-hmm. Made steak. Because at some point he heard us talking about how much we wanted steak on the live stream. So that's why we got steak. I made sure it was not too well overdone. lots of really good salads and
delicious food.
Which hopefully will... Yeah, I think there was a lot of food. They brought a lot of food. Rebecca and Young have gone all out. I think Benita's making
lasagna
tonight. Yeah.
But we'll talk about today.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow. We like to talk about food. And yeah, we came home and kept having fun. Had a few too many drinks, I'd say.
There was some champagne, gin and tonics and champagne toasting at this dinner. Yeah. And so then, yeah, we maybe drank a little too much. I fall asleep on the floor, and I don't remember doing that.
Which is why we didn't do the dispatch last night. I came out after putting the kids to bed to do the dispatch, and Sarah looked so comfy. She was just very gently laying on the floor and stayed that way for a few hours. So,
and that somehow, but this morning I woke up and I didn't remember that, and I didn't remember getting you into bed. And my first thought though was, did I take my contacts out? I did.
Good job.
In my sleep, I guess. I'm glad that that's a habitual thing that I did.
Good job.
Anyway, that's it for day 38.
More to come.
Look what you